Weather apps are getting better at telling us what the weather will be like. They use technology and artificial intelligence to give us real-time updates and personalized recommendations. For example, there's an app called Windy that helps cyclists like Zoe Ashbridge know which way the wind is blowing. This helps them plan their routes better and save time and energy. The goal of these apps is to keep us safe and protect our things. The UK's Met Office has made its digital weather maps and data much better. Now, we can see how the weather is moving in real time and know what it will be like up to 5 days in advance. They even have special forecasts for beaches and mountains. These tell us about the wind, waves, and weather at different heights. The Met Office has also teamed up with airlines to get data from sensors on planes. This makes their forecasts more accurate and helps them predict extreme weather and thunderstorms. Weather forecasters are working hard to give us quick and accurate forecasts, especially because the weather is getting more unpredictable. But it's not easy for weather app startups to get money to develop their apps. Investors in places like Silicon Valley, where a lot of tech investors are, don't usually experience extreme weather. However, some weather app providers, like AccuWeather, are using artificial intelligence to improve language translation and give us more detailed information about the weather. They are also focusing on our health and safety by telling us about air quality, predicting wildfires, and giving us better warnings. In conclusion, weather apps are using technology and artificial intelligence to give us better and more personalized forecasts. This helps us plan our activities, save time and energy, and make smart choices based on the weather. The main goal is to keep us safe and protect our things. But it's hard for weather app startups to get money because investors in places without extreme weather don't always see it as a priority.